The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Are you getting impatient, waiting for your grass seed to grow? In our first segment, we're going to tell you how to have success with grass seed.
Are you thinking about planting a perennial garden? Len and I will give you some great tips to create a dynamic garden in our second segment.
Every time you put a shovel in the ground, you should be adding soil amendment. Julio and I will discuss what you need to use for each type of plant during our third segment.
Tony called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and had a common problem growing tomatoes. Hear all about it in our fourth segment.
And we're going to wrap up this show with something really important, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's because we received a text about finding pansies.
Oh.
We're going to help in our final segment.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back in the garden right after these messages.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons, in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, so you're going to grow grass seed.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But not all grass seed germinates at the same time. Awesome. Here are some great tips on how grass seed germinates and other seeds as well. So first of all, on all seed, it could be a bean, it could be a grass, it could be ryegrass, but the seed coat has to break down first in the soil. And sometimes, depending on what that is, like for instance, a radish seed could take longer than a bean seed. Beans are usually one of the fastest. They're great for kids, by the way. And that seed coat breaks down, and then it usually sprouts a root, and then it sprouts some top growth. Now, what we're talking about today, we're talking about lawns. Those of you that are getting a little impatient for your grass seed to grow, it all depends on what type of grass you're trying to grow. So, for instance, Julio Zamora.
Yes, sir.
Perennial ryegrass. Mm-hmm. How long does that take to grow, you think?
That's probably a quick grow.
Exactly. It takes anywhere from a week to 10 days.
Ooh, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, and that we have our own custom blend. And if you're looking on YouTube, you can see it. We call it Township Turf because Bloomers is located in Washington Township. But it's also a regional blend where we borrowed the plan from Rutgers University for our area's best seed mix. And it's got tall fescue in it. It actually has three different types of tall fescue. It also has 10% bluegrass. But it has 14% or almost 15% perennial rye. And why do we do that? Because it comes up fast and it gives you something to take care of. Tara, if you're putting down some of these other grasses, like for instance, if you're putting down fescue, it's going to take probably 2 weeks for fescue to come up. And again, it has to break that seed coat down. But so you've got to keep your soil moist, not wet to the point of runoff. You want it to be moist, and you always have to make sure you're putting seed in contact with the soil. Mm-hmm. Now, bluegrass. Here's another one. Bluegrass. Bluegrass takes up to a month. Ooh. So if you put down like a all bluegrass, you may not see that, and you put it down today, you're not going to see it until, you know, Mother's Day. Yeah. So get ready. Yeah. Get ready to wait and just be patient. And you can't give up and stop taking care of it. Because like I said at the top of the show, like Julio, okay, I'm a grass seed. I'm a little grass seed, short and stout. Anyway, so if it shows and you sprout out a root hair, because I'm a grass seed and I sprout my root hair first.
Sure.
And say mean homeowner Julio forgets to water me. What happens to that seed?
That seed is going to, you're going to have to say
it, say it. What's going to happen?
It's going to die.
It's going to die.
Yeah.
So you've got to keep it moist, but not wet, because you never know when that seed's going to germinate. And that if it sends that little sprout, it doesn't send top growth out. It sends a little root hair, and that root hair is trying to get itself into the soil and get established. So you got to make sure that you keep your seed moist, but not wet. And when we say wet, it's, you don't want it to have water runoff, okay? You just want to make sure that you're watering. And the whole theory is more water at one time and less often. That goes if you have a sprinkler system. That goes with almost any of your plants. And I don't care if it's a hanging basket or if it's a grass or you're growing a lawn. You want to give more water at one time and less often. I always hate it when how many times you have people come in, they're talking about their lawn. Oh, I got a sprinkler system. Right. And I say, what do you have that sprinkler system set at? Ten minutes a zone.
Every day.
But 10 minutes a zone.
Oh my gosh.
What? I can spit more than that. You know, I mean, that like doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. We're gonna go into it on next week's show about my son-in-law's challenge with grass. And we were talking about watering, and we're going to go into detail with it on that show. Mm-hmm. But basically, I told him, I said, you know, you're the rainmaker. You know, I told him not only is he going to be the father of my grandson, but
coming soon.
That is, but he is becoming the rainmaker.
Rainmaker, yeah, there you go.
So
wonderful.
Now, Julio, what are the benefits of Kentucky bluegrass?
The Kentucky bluegrass has rhizomes, so what it does, it fills in those gaps, so you're going to have a thicker look to your lawn.
Right. And that if you, any of you golfers out there, if you go and you take a divot out of, say, fescue, or if, say it's ryegrass, ryegrass will have to clump back together. Same thing with fescue. Where bluegrass has a lot of tillers, and what that, you probably aren't going to pull any of that grass out because it knits together, you know, kind of like a blanket. And that's one thing that I love about Kentucky bluegrass. It's a little bit more durable, but you have to wait for it to come up. You have to wait for it to come up, and it's worth it. It's worth it.
So when you buy your seed and you don't see any Kentucky bluegrass, what does that tell you?
It's probably a drought mix or maybe a shade mix because bluegrass does prefer the sun. Although there is a type of, if you have shade, there are different types that you'll want to grow types of grass. So if you're looking for a shade mix, there's Poa trivialis, which is a type of bluegrass, a rough bluegrass, and that will take the shade. So I guess I'm mixing things here because regular bluegrass is a fine blade. I like it too because of the texture. It's a fine blade. Mm-hmm. But there is a shade type, and there is any of the mixes that you see it in, mm-hmm. it's going to be mostly the standard sun type. Okay. But the shade variety, and specifically it's rough bluegrass, they call it. And Jonathan Green used to have one that was just for the shade, and that it was in that. I think they changed the mix name. So look at Jonathan Green, but look at the back of the bag. And you're trying to find a shade blend of grass seed, and again, that it's going to be a different type of bluegrass, and it grows in the dark, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So yeah, and it does fill in, so you're not having to deal with just clumps of grass having to grow together. You're looking for something that's going to knit itself in.
Well, talk about science, Alan. I mean, oof,
that's it.
You know, you got all these blends and all these shades. And
yeah, that's right. It's like in tall fescue used to be like a real thick-bladed grass, but it was bred so that it's a fine-bladed tall fescue, and it can take drought, and it can take all kinds of things now that it never used to be able to deal with. Put it this way, they took the fact that it could handle the drought, but it was always a really wide blade, and it looked almost weedy like. Yeah, really. But any of the tall fescues you get today are beautiful. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful, and that it's their drought tolerance, and they can handle traffic if you have, you know, if you have kids playing on it and stuff like that. And it's also, people wonder, it's like, well, how come this grass seed is so much more than that grass seed? And if you take a pound, let's do it this way. 4 to 6 pounds of ryegrass or tall fescue is going to cover 1,000 square feet. So to cover 1,000 square feet, you're going to need, you know, approximately 5 pounds, let's say. So 5 pounds cover, and that's on bare soil. But when it comes to bluegrass, the seed is tiny and it's small, that you need only 2 pounds to cover 1,000 square feet. So when you've got to get 5 pounds of the other one, you only need 2 of either fescue or ryegrass. You only need 1 pound of the Kentucky bluegrass. So just something to think about. And that's sometimes why when you buy a 3 pound bag of bluegrass, it's like, how come it's more expensive? And it's because it actually, there's a lot more seed in there. So just different thought process. So it's not by the square footage. It's really, I guess, you know, what type of seed are you doing? I personally, I always want a blend.
Right.
Give me a blend. If I've got a unique area where I need to do shade, mm-hmm. then I'll do whatever is going to be best for the shade in that environment, whether it's a blend or whether it's the straight, the bluegrass, the mm-hmm. rough bluegrass. So again, you want to make sure you're covering your seed. You want to have it so that there's something that will keep it moist, so that it doesn't dry out like Julio, the mean water, you know. So again, make sure you have that watering plan before you even think about putting the grass seed down. So,
you know, what's cool, you know, Len, that we have our own blend. I mean, you know, I don't know, there is no other place that, you know, that can, that I know of,
right?
That has that.
Right.
So we're pretty specialized as far as seed.
Bloomers Blend Township Turf.
Yeah. So folks, you know, out there, you know, we have that specialized seed for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something obviously we truly believe in, and that our customers are very, very loyal.
Mm-hmm, they are.
It makes a beautiful lawn.
It does.
Beautiful lawn. Beautiful. All right. We'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced. Because gardeners have trusted the blue bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus weeds.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Many people think that planting a perennial garden is like installing a landscape. When the last plant is planted, you put away the shovel and you're done. No, not so. In a perennial garden, you keep going.
That's it. The best perennial gardens are never done.
That's right.
You're always putting something in. And the key is you can't always get some of the plants that you want at that particular time of the year. Like, for instance, you can get hellebores now, but when you get to August, you can't put hellebores in. You need to, the best you can do is you're going to have things of interest in blooming from the end of February all the way through to the into December. Mm-hmm. And that to do that, the way that perennials are purchased, this sounds terrible, but it's the truth. They're an impulse item. Perennials aren't very pretty when they're not in bloom. They're kind of weedy. So honestly, you should go back every couple of weeks to your local garden center so that you're seeing what's new and what's different. Because if you try to do it all at once, there's going to be like real common yawn. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, a black-eyed Susan. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. You'll probably always be able to get a black-eyed Susan, whether it's in flower or not, because they're so popular, maybe lavender. But honestly, it's just there are so many other things. Again, the perfect garden, flower garden landscape is color, texture, form, color, texture, form. And that you may be missing things if you think you're going to get it done all, you know, in the month of May.
Oh, yeah. Another thing is, Len, that, you know, you keep bringing in things every week or so. And those things are coming in differently, different types of plants. So you got to come in every week to find out, you know, what's coming in. And there are so many things, like Glenn's saying, that you could miss out on something beautiful that you might want.
And as far as how the growers work, like, they don't have it available. If you're looking for Crocosmia, right, that the most popular, you always see a hummingbird right by the flower. It's there's a variety called Lucifer that's real red. Great, great, great pollinator plant. But you're not getting it until midsummer. It's just not going to be around, and it has foliage that's similar to like a gladiola or even I'd say a iris, that type of foliage. But it, without a flower, it's boring and ugly. Yeah. It is wasted space because we will not sell it. You need to come back and go to your local garden center on a regular basis. It's not one and done. And that, yeah, we like impulse flowers, but we love bringing in the weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like again, I want the weird variety double scoop cone flower that's, yeah, that looks like completely ridiculous. Yeah. And that it's something that's fun, or something that has like It's normally got red foliage, and now all of a sudden it's got a red foliage with a green stripe and a white edge, like all that kind of stuff you need to
coming in.
See, but you're not going to see it if you try to do your perennial garden all at once.
You can't just come in once.
Nope. There's no way.
Another thing is, Len, that, you know, in my perennial garden, it changes. So because of the fact that, you know, the perennials don't last forever.
That's right.
So, you know, they have their time period. So mine can change in about 2 or 3 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And what do they say when you have people over for Thanksgiving? There's always room for one more.
One more. That's right.
And that's a perennial garden. Right. There's always room for one more.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Once you have an established perennial garden, it changes.
Oh, yeah.
It changes.
Yeah.
We talk about splitting plants and giving plants to friends and neighbors and planting them, right? That's the rule, Bloomer's rule. If you're going to give somebody a plant from your yard, you have to plant it in your friend's or neighbor's yard because then it will actually live and they'll actually get done.
That's right.
And every time they see it, they're going to say, oh, that's from Julio.
That's right. Yeah. I love that boy.
That's right. There you go. But again, perennials like right now, mountain pinks, okay, creeping phlox for the purists out there. Yeah. You want to phlox subula? No, I don't want to go into botanicals. Anyway, but they're going to be now, and you can get. Riddle me this, Batman. Mountain pinks are pink.
Right.
Mountain pinks are blue. Mountain pinks are white. Mountain pinks are. Why don't they call them mountain reds? Mountain blues.
Mountain blues. I like mountain blues.
But they're all creeping phlox, no matter what they're called. But again, that they're only available in the early part of the spring just because that's when they're in bloom.
Right.
And they also, they're cheaper. They're a lot cheaper when you get them in mass. Like right now, ours are 25% off when you buy four. And the cost is $8.99, so you're getting 25% off of that. And I don't have my thinking cap on, but again, where later on it'll be a smaller pot, like almost like a little 4-inch pot. These are in 6.5-inch pots. They're big.
They're nice.
So going back to your garden center gets you aware of the deals that are happening, and that there's like when there's that new plant, or sometimes you'll catch it and it's in a different size pot or from a different grower, and you can save a little bit of money, or you'll find that brand new hosta that, you know, people, you know, will have never seen. What's your favorite hosta, Julio?
I like the old fashioned, I like the blue hosta.
The blue hosta with blue variegation hosta. Or just straight blue?
Just straight blue, yeah.
Straight blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a blue guy.
I like a lot of the new ones are cool.
You like it?
Mouse ears is one.
You like that one?
Yeah, it's okay. It's interesting. It's a little tiny thing. It's not like a big hosta where it's like...
Yeah, it's a little thing.
Gigantic. Uh-huh. You know, it's a little thing. And then there's stained glass I like. There is wolf eyes. Mm-hmm. Wolf eyes is a very cool hosta.
What's that one that has like the... It's kind of furled.
Furled?
Yeah, it's like a real furled.
Filigree?
I think that's the one, yeah.
There's so many now. Yeah, between hostas, we always talk H's. About the H's.
Yeah,
come on, developers.
Come on,
hosta, hookera, hydrangeas. Holy cow! We need to go into a different plant range and do a different alphabet. Can we please do that? Mm-hmm. Anyway, but make sure you're planting your perennial garden through the course of a whole season, and try not space things out. Mm-hmm. Don't put all the you don't want to have a garden where everything to the right is blooming all in April and May, and then everything in the middle is all blooming all summer. Yeah. You want to space things out. So you're going to space them throughout the garden, so there's always something happening, and you're basically putting them in by their full-grown size, and you're going to have a great garden. And one other tip, don't forget to put in something that gives it a little bit of character. A boulder. I saw a very cool, it was a, Aaron, you're going to know this. What was the movie where, was it The Hobbit, where there were the little doors?
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. So what they had in the middle of their perennial garden, they built a brick, threshold for this little door that looked like it was a door for
a hobbit hole.
Is that what it's called?
That's what they're called. Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. My late wife Debbie, she had the goat girl. The goat girl. It was a little statue of a girl holding a goat.
Yeah.
That was from Portugal.
Wow.
Yeah, we sold statuary from Portugal one time. They went out of business. Any of those things that are unique to you, like a lot of people will put like little plaques to like a cat that had passed away. Like, you know, this is an honor to my dog.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
No, number a cat? No. Yeah. Yeah, Ava, it's going to be, Daddy, can we put this here for the kitty?
Nope.
Anyway, so it's time to show your personality in Perennial Gardens.
Right. It's not just flowers.
You know, and again, that's where you find that little thing. I have an elf. That's leaning against a mushroom.
I'm thinking about getting the gnome that has his pants down with the bird on his back.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah. Someone else ordered that at Bloomers.
Yeah, really.
You know.
Bird bath, it would be nice.
Yeah.
Ava would like.
Yeah, bird baths. Yeah. Great spot for bird baths. You've got all your pollinators coming by and they come to get a drink. I mean, water is so important for birds, you know, more than food almost. Mm-hmm. So make sure you keep it clean. And there are different things that you can put into your bird bath that don't affect the birds, but that will keep the algae out.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to your local garden center. And grab some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Right now, they're stocked with all early things. So remember, you just want to space it out. Mm-hmm. Space it out.
And plant it
and
out.
And you do it through the year, mm-hmm. not all at once. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, let's talk about soil. There is a new Miracle-Gro commercial out right now, and I hate it.
Oh, really?
I hate it. You know why? It's Martha Stewart and some guy, and they start calling soil dirt.
Dirt?
Dirt.
Wow.
I like dirt. Dirt's my dirt, 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 dirt. I hate it. Okay. I hate it. And you know why? Because soil, it's disrespecting soil.
It is.
You don't use dirt. You don't. Hang on. I'm still on my rant with Martha.
Martha's
dirt,
rant.
Dirt, my professor, I did go to college.
Yes, you did.
And I got no degree. Ooh, but anyway, I took all my horticulture classes, and that's what I was going to do. My professor said in my soil science class is that dirt is what you sweep under the rug.
That is true.
All right, Aaron, go ahead. What were you
going to say? I agree with you there, but I remember when I was a kid and somebody dropped something on the floor outside in the ground, like a lollipop or something. We used to say, God made dirt and dirt don't hurt.
Well, it's a little rhyme.
Yep.
I just hope no one's looking. No. All right. So back to soil. And respect for soil. Right. There's a lot of action going on in that soil.
Millions.
Right? Remember COVID lockdown? Everybody was saying that nobody was getting any dirt in their system, and the kids weren't allowed to play outside, and they're only doing video games, so they're not going to have all these. They're going to have all, like, there's going to be no, I don't know, you're a parent. What do you call it? I'm going to be a grandfather, so I don't have to worry about
bacterial resistance.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah, I knew it when my kids were young. just rub some dirt on it.
Well, we're living that now, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
For sure.
Outside.
Right. For sure. Yeah. Go play in the dirt.
That's right. That's right. And your kids do.
No question.
They're good gardeners. Yeah. They're really good gardeners, inside and outside. All right, Julio, favorite subject of yours is soil. Mm-hmm. Mycorrhiza.
Right.
Are you ready for mycorrhiza?
Mycorrhiza, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, because we didn't really talk much about this.
No, we haven't.
So mycorrhiza. Mm-hmm. Mycorrhiza is a fungi. That lives in the soil. And that, think of it as, all right, so if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're listening where you can close your eyes and like you see a plant and it has its roots. Don't think of the soil. It's the root part you're looking at. Your eyes are closed. You're looking at the root. Think of like there's a cartoon mouth on the end of every root hair. And that what that mouth is actually mycorrhiza, because that's the part that can take the elements from the soil, not dirt, the soil, and turn those elements into a form that the plant can absorb. Symbiotic. There's a big word.
Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah. It's a beautiful symbiotic relationship from mycorrhiza, the fungi in the soil, that make the plants being able to absorb the nutrients that are there.
And that's a great science that they learned, and that's a great thing to know because there's products
Absolutely.
Out there that contain that.
Can you say Aspoma?
Aspoma, yes.
Say Aspoma, everyone. Aspoma has endo and ecto mycorrhiza in the soil. Now here's, all right, Mr. Science.
Mr. Science.
What's the difference between endo and ecto mycorrhiza, Julio? Can you handle that without practice?
Oh, my goodness. I know that, you know, what you just said about obtaining the nutrients and the water in that. So there's
water?
It allows it to, you know, grab that better than it was before because, you know, the fungi.
Come on. I know you know this. Endo is...
Endo, internal.
There you go.
And ecto is external.
Right. Mycorrhiza. So it's inside the root hair and also on the outside. Very good, Julio. You got it. We did not prepare for this because we all know it. I mean, soil is really the most important thing of any garden, any landscape project. You know, it's breaking my heart. I'm watching people bring shrubs up to the front, and we have a lot of new employees. Anybody looking for a job, by the way, please contact Bloomers in the Garden Hotline. And that what's happening, they're not grabbing their soil amendments. Again, like Master Nursery Bumper Crop is one of the best.
The best one. It's got everything in it you want to know. It's got kelp. It's got dehydrated cow manure. It has lobster shells, worm castings. You name it, it's in there. And this product you cannot leave without. If you're going to plant something, whether it's a tree or a shrub, your perennials also.
That's right.
So you're going to have this product because, you know, your ground is not meant, you know, at this point, you have nothing there to have the nutrients like Glenn was talking about, mycorrhiza.
Right. Most people have houses that have been where that soil's been stripped away and to put in the foundation. There. So a lot of the soil that they're doing isn't, it's not like the virgin soil that was there before the house was. It's been disturbed, and it's the subsoil that's been brought up to the surface. So you're really trying to improve that subsoil, and that's where you have an issue.
Right.
Tilth. Tilth is an old word. An old word. That the tilth of the soil is basically how compacted it is, and that whether, you know, you can get – see, I'm going back to that darn stupid – Martha Stewart commercial where she grabs the soil and it's like, it looks like rotted mulch, you know, she's trying to form a, you know, she's got the hand motion right, but I think she's got the check cashed for Scott. Anyway, did I say that? I did. I'm sorry.
You'll be getting
so that what happens is you take a pinch between your fingers, you grab the soil and you try to form a ribbon. And if your ribbon of the soil goes an inch and then breaks apart, that's perfect. That's what you want. But if it starts going long and then you've got clay and all of a sudden, you know, you're like rolling out a Hot Wheels track, you know, you don't want that.
Yeah.
You're going to need to supplement your soil and improve it because that's what we're always doing, always improving because you want good drainage. And if you have good tilth, you've got good drainage, you have aeration. Mm-hmm. Did you know that your plant's roots need to have air around the root? And I'm not talking about when you plant them. I'm talking about naturally once that soil condenses back in around that root system, there needs to be a little bit of air give and take. And that's important. So
yeah, we don't
always
think about that.
Always improve your soil. Anytime you get a chance to dig in the ground, improve your soil. I always love it when people are putting in new lawns because there's their shot. They get a shot to improve that soil that a lot of times they just, you know, are just trying to put something down to grow. But if they can improve their soil, this is their chance.
This is
their chance. So anything else you want to add about soil, Julio?
No, I what you just said is so important to keep adding to it, you know.
Right.
And it's not just a one and shot.
Nope.
You got to keep adding to it every year. And there you're going to have a great landscape and, you know, your perennials and your garden.
Now, I have something you're not going to want to hear. Mm-hmm. All right. If you have topsoil or that you think you're going to use in your pots, don't do it. Don't do it. If you have potting soil that's in your pots from last year and you think that you're going to plant in it, don't do it. Replace the soil that's there when you put new plants in. You get about a year out of your soil, but you can use that potting soil and mix it into your garden and you can add to your garden.
Yeah,
but
nice.
I don't want you to use, you know, containers are a trapped environment. Like it's almost like a root jail and that the roots can't escape to go into other soil. So they've got to survive off the soil that you give them. Yeah. We are a big fan of Coast of Maine. Espoma has an amazing line of soils.
Oh, yeah.
They are quietly, and what I love about it, they don't boast about it. It's like we have our soil line. But you open that bag, and that soil is very impressive.
Yep.
So, again, that's an Espoma line of soils.
Yeah.
They have that. Also a moisture mix, right? We stopped carrying Miracle-Gro. It became a little bit too concentrated on the marketing and not so much on the
product.
I have a story that I probably probably going to get sued for.
It's all right.
All right, look, okay. The head Mahaff, president of Scott's, wife went, got Miracle-Gro soil, took it out, opened the bag, screamed at her husband, "What is this crap?" And they completely revamped their soil line because it was so bad.
Wow.
Scott's is a corporation. you can buy stock. I'm not endorsing that, but I'm not saying no. They're a good company. They're a real good company. But again, they've got a lot of pans, and they're not as it's trying to turn, like, what do they say? They're trying to turn a great ship. It takes a long time. But where the smaller companies like Espoma, who's getting larger, Coast of Maine, they can turn on a dime and they can try things and do things that other companies can't. Go to your local garden center. Please go to your local garden center and talk to them. They are the best source of advice you can get. There you go. All right. We're going to talk in tomatoes in our next segment.
Tomato.
With Tony Tomato.
Tomato, yeah.
We'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Spring is here, and people have a lot of questions about Weed and Feed. There's one simple answer. BioAdvanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Just one application kills lawn weeds and prevents new weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. And if crabgrass is already growing, it kills that too. Plus, 5-in-1 feeds and greens your lawn. BioAdvanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Get more from the blue bag.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Tony called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and had a question about growing his tomatoes. Listen to his call.
Yeah, hello, it's Tony. I wonder what I could prevent from my tomato leaves getting brown, because usually they're beautiful when I plant them, and then as the summer goes on, all the leaves on the bottom get brown. Is there something I could put down now to prevent it? Let me know. Thank you.
Kind of.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Kind of, Tony. I mean, first of all, I don't think you need to worry about anything. Just pinch the yellow leaves off. As a plant grows, it starts shading itself, and it's not enough light to get through to the bottom leaves of the tomato. That's normal. It could be that the water is getting splashed onto the leaves, and it's causing a disease issue, which you pinch off the yellow leaves. And don't pinch, everybody out there, I don't care if it's a rose or if it's a tomato plant. When you go and you're pruning or you're taking leaves off, or if you have a disease in something and the leaves are falling off, you need to pick up those leaves and put them into the trash. I wouldn't even put them in a compost pile. Just simply, if you know that they're clean, not a problem. But if they're diseased, you don't want to, keep spreading it. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, how are you feeding? Are you feeding them long? And what it sounds like is, here's tomato talk. Are they determinate or indeterminate? My guess is that they are indeterminate, so that they keep on growing and growing and growing all summer. Because it's real simple. That sounds fancy. Determinate, indeterminate, what do you mean? Indeterminate are what most people grow, and that they don't have an end. They just continue to grow and grow, and they get taller, and like, I had tomatoes that were 20 foot tall, and like, that's an indeterminate type. Where a determinate type is a bush type of tomato where the plants stay smaller. They still are prolific, but they don't get real, real big. And honestly, they don't have as much production as a indeterminate variety. So it sounds like Tony's got indeterminates, which is not really that big a deal. You don't need to know. The other thing is make sure that you're watering at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, they don't, they like it dry, but water in the early morning, then let them, you know, and water, yeah. What do we say at the top of the show? Water more one time, less often. Also, you got to see if it's a disease issue. That is definitely something. But pinching those yellow leaves off and is going to make a difference. But you got to also fertilize them. Make sure you're feeding them. Tomatoes are pigs. I mean, you're going to use – I want you to use Espoma tomato tone as a granule and use a water soluble that is made specifically for vegetables. Something that you would mix with water and use a watering can, or they have the little sprayers that you can use that will feed them. And you do that every couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. Think of it as it's like, okay, I eat my, you know, my 3 squares a day. That's the tomato tone. But then I take a vitamin and that's the water soluble. So it's a kick. It's not going to replace the other. But again, it's something extra that will make the plant healthier, will make it grow more, will also keep it greener. Keep it greener. And again, I am killing Scott's today. I don't recommend Miracle just simply because that makes the plants grow leaves more than it makes them, you know, really grow fruit. The analysis is a little different. Maybe they changed it, but honestly, you're looking for something that has if the old school 20-20-20 water soluble, Jack's is where I would go. Jack's is the best science out there as far as water solubles go. Go to your local garden center. So you're looking for tomato tone, Jack's, and you're going to make sure you're keeping an eye if it's a disease issue, the spots on the leaves or anything like that. You're going to pinch those leaves off. And here's one other thing. Pinch the leaves off, then go and if you take them, put them in the trash, wash your hands because you don't want to spread it to the rest of the plants and stuff, or other plants for that matter. And that just make sure that you're knowing whether it's a disease or not. And your local garden center absolutely can help you with
On that end of it.
You talk to Tony.
I talked to Tony.
What Tony have to say?
Tony's got 100 tomatoes.
Good for him. That's awesome.
He's got 25-foot rows.
And what town was he from?
Madison.
Madison, New Jersey. Yeah. Madison. Fairleigh Dickinson is in Madison. There's a campus in Madison. Yeah. I still think it's there. Aaron, do you know?
I don't know.
Is Madison still there? Because it was.
I thought it was Ryder.
No.
Madison.
No. Madison was definitely Fairleigh Dickinson because there was one in Rutherford. My brother went to Rutherford.
Familiar with Rutherford. I don't know.
Anyway, all right. Yo, North Jersey.
North Jersey.
So what else? He's got all those tomato plants, and it just happens.
Yeah,
on all of them?
You know what he's doing? He was watering by hand. And I said to him, why don't you buy a soaker hose?
Soaker hose. That's a great idea.
Yeah. You know, go longer, like you know, we're saying, you know, water longer.
Soaker hose, not, you know, not the one that is flat and it sprays up.
No.
You want the one that just oozes water You want the soil to be wet, not the plant.
Right. And he was using 5-10-5, by the way.
That's very old school.
Yeah.
I would ask him to switch to a tomato tone because 5-10-5 is it's 5-10-5, 10-6-4, 10-10-10, 5-10, 10-10-5. All of those are all chemical. It's all chemical. They don't have properties that are slow release. So Espoma is the science that Espoma is putting out there is great.
Beautiful, yeah. He was going to wholesaler, and I said, no, you got to go to a garden center.
It may make you feel cool if you go to the wholesaler, but, you know, I honestly, if he's in Madison, I mean, Richfield's a little bit of a haul for him, but, you know.
Yeah, you can still go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that they're a farm, so they will understand.
Yeah, they will. So there you go, Tony.
All right. Tony, call us again.
Yep.
Let us know how things are going. Mm-hmm. I bet you he didn't plant yet.
Oh, no. He hasn't.
He hasn't planted. Yeah, that's, we're going to cover that next week. All you people trying to get stuff in the ground to get a jump, playing chicken with the cold weather, forget it. Forget about it. We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Spring is here, and people have a lot of questions about weed and feed. There's one simple answer. BioAdvanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Just one application kills lawn weeds and prevents new weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. And if crabgrass is already growing, it kills that too. Plus, 5-in-1 feeds and greens your lawn. BioAdvanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Get more from the blue bag.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len. He's Julio. There's Aaron. Aaron was wondering, what are all those numbers talking about? We have Sam behind the glass. So we got a text on the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. And please, if you are going to reach out to us, we'd love hearing your voice. So if you call and leave a message, we'll get back to you shortly with the answer about just like Tony did. If you want to leave a text, always leave pictures if you can. And even if you call, you can leave pictures. That would be great. And that number is 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. So we received a text. This is what they said. Oh, yes. Julio jumped in.
Yeah.
Come on, Julio, go.
Can I plant pansies outdoors? And why is it so hard to find them? Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Shop local.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, again, local garden center will have them. Yeah. The way it works is each garden center is independent. So they get to choose what they want. When you're looking at whether it's Lowe's or Home Depot, or there's a regional buyer, and that they just have a program where it shows up or what have you. But your best source is, again, we go back to your garden center.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know, like, at. Where are you looking? Have you gone, you know, to your local garden center?
That's right.
And that people often mistakenly say, well, you guys are always expensive. It's like, well, no, we're not. Yeah. Like, our prices are on annuals are cheaper yeah. than they are at Lowe's, sure. which it's just you can't get past that mindset.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, it's because they help me, they're, you know, they probably charge more. Or because it's pretty, they probably charge. It's like, yeah. It's because your independent garden center is doing their level best to make their family proud, to make their employees proud, and to make their customers feel inspired. So go to your local garden center. You'll find pansies, but you better hurry.
Yeah, you better hurry up. It's almost that time.
Yeah, it's almost over. Yeah, you know, we still have pansies, I know, so we just brought some in. Mm-hmm. But it's probably our last shipment of pansies because everything else has come in. Like snapdragons, for instance, you could plant now. Petunias, you could plant now. Mm-hmm. And that pansies are going to be put on the back burner. So go out and get your pansies right now. Right. Don't wait.
You will be surprised, folks, what's in the garden center right now. I had somebody come in, Len, and they said, wow, you guys have got a lot of stuff. I said, yeah, you haven't been in here.
Yeah, that's right. I always love when someone, I've lived here in 35 years. I've always driven by. I've never been in.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, where
have you been? That's what I say. You
know, that doesn't give me an overwhelming confidence. That, you know, it's like,
did you see the sign? Or
yeah, it's like, well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, glad you did.
Look
yeah.
what you've been missing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and then they walk in and go, whoa.
Go to your local garden center. You know
awesome.
What? My best compliments are the ones that say, you know, I'm just walking around because it's so beautiful and I needed to get my spirits up.
Yeah, that's it.
And you know what? It's a wellness thing. That's almost as good as making a sale. But I tell you what, it's great to hear.
It is good to hear.
All right, we'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Me and Julio.
Oh,
yes. We're in it now.
It's all about the soil, not the dirt, Martha.
Not the dirt.
Hey, make sure you listen next week. We've got a big show next week. We've got Steve from Broomall.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
My son-in-law. To update it about his lawn. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about how to get rid of moss in your lawn.
Good.
Also, go into your local garden center and adding to your yard. And it's all about dwarf lilacs. We're going to talk about dwarf lilacs. And again, be careful, folks. Don't play chicken with the frost free date. You know, you'll get an egg.
Uh-huh. We'll be back.
And then we also have, I think we do this annually, our 1, 2, 3 of how to fertilize plants. And it doesn't matter if it's indoor plants, outdoor plants, vegetable, mineral,
whatever.
Mm-hmm. But so learn the 1, 2, 3 method to fertilize your plants. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week back in the garden.
See you in the garden.